I think the concept of culture here, in which these astronauts develop a body of knowledge or expertise which they pass on to other astronauts who then deploy them, which is one of the explanations for why cultural materials appear similar. So one of the big rationales for archaeology, which Lewis Binford articulated in the 1960s, that archaeology is about understanding similarities and differences and why they exist. So for the Apollo culture, we're interested in the similarities of the sites, but we're also interested in the differences between them. And obviously, there's some technological infrastructure that's very slow moving, it won't change quickly, and there's other stuff that does change quickly. So this might be in the archaeological record, you might see ceramics changing very quickly over time, and you might see mortuary practices changing very slowly over time. So how does that work for Apollo culture? Which are the fast-changing bits and which are the slow-changing bits? There's an interesting assumption about space technology that which is that it's perfectly well adapted for the purposes that it is created for. And of course, this is absolutely not true. There are lots of technological things that exist for reasons which have got nothing to do with whether they're efficient or whether they work well, that come to exist for all kinds of historical and social and random reasons. So, which of these are operating on the moon? How do we find out what the difference is between things that work well and things that didn't work well, perhaps, and how those individual astronauts responded in different ways to their engagement with the environment and with the technology.